Track 6. Here we are, back at the sports desk after our holiday break to bring you news of sporting triumphs and disasters affecting our local teams while we've been away, and other news as well. Triumph was certainly the word to describe Stourbridge Football Club's victory in the final of the Birmingham Senior Cup when they defeated Hednesford 2-1. Played in front of an enthusiastic crowd of supporters from both teams at Birmingham City's ground, the final was also a personal triumph for Stourbridge's striker, Luke Benbow, who scored both goals for the Glasboys, although he left his second effort until very late. His first goal was a header which looped over the Hednesford goalkeeper into an empty net just after the half-hour mark, and Stourbridge kept their lead into the second half, but after the interval the signs were ominous as the opposition got on top and began to pepper the Stourbridge goal. The inevitable equaliser was, however, delayed until the 75-minute mark when a headed cross found an empty net, and the match looked to be heading for penalties until Benbow struck in the third... when Benbow struck his second in injury time, giving Hednesford no time to reply. Appropriate that the victory should have been down in the end to the deadly form in front of goal by the player who's been Glasboys' talisman in a disappointing season, and I trust he'll still be there to lead their line when the new season starts in August. And there's still a little bit of rugby news to bring you. Dudley King's Winford Rugby, who were promoted into the Midlands 1 West League this past winter, did well enough to finish second in that, and as a result were involved in a promotion playoff winner-takes-all match against Syston, who finished second in the corresponding Midlands 1 East. This was a close match all through, with Dudley King's Winford managing to keep their noses in front most of the time, but in the last 3 minutes they conceded a turnover in their own 22. Syston took possession of the ball and crashed over for a try to take a close victory by 37 points to 33. Only the team who finished top of the league are assured of promotion, and that'll be Dudley King's Winford's aim in the 2018-19 season, so say their management. As one season ends, another begins. Stourbridge Cricket Club finally were able to take to the field in Division 3 of the Birmingham League after what should have been their first two fixtures this season had to be abandoned due to rain. So it was third time lucky when they took to the field away from home against Milford Hall. With the home side batting first and achieving a total of 214 for 7 from the allotted 50 overs, the match turned into a run chase by Stourbridge, and after early wickets tumbled, their overseas player this summer, Nathan Crudelli, hammered 43 runs off just 27 balls, including 3 sixes and 4 fours, to nurse Stourbridge home with 4 overs to spare. In the local Worcestershire County League, our two local sides in the First Division, Pedmore and Hagley, are treading water. Pedmore lost heavily last weekend against Worcester Nomads, who achieved a 7-wicket victory, while Hagley held out just for a draw against Chadsley Corbett. The latter had batted first and scored 224 for 9 from their 50 overs. Hagley in reply were 9 wickets down for 197 when the last ball of the match had been bowled. In the second division, Bell Broughton continue to lead the way. They swamped Wormalow last week, whilst Old Swinford, our other left representatives in this league, were forced to concede a draw against Coombs Wood. Old Swinford had scored 251 for 7 in their innings, but Coombs were clinging on at 215 for 9 when stumps were drawn. Unfortunately, Worcester County Cricket Club are struggling in Division 1 of the County Championship after promotion into that division this summer. After 5 matches played, the county have lost 4 of them and drawn 1. No victories thus far. Their latest match against Essex was close, but Worcester lost the contest by 32 runs. At least the sun shone. In the local Speedway news, the Wolverhampton Wolves have been in action twice since I last reported a fortnight ago, their latest effort at the Monmore Green track on Monday evening resulting in a 52 points to 38 victory against Somerset. In what their management described as a workmanlike performance, the Wolves are always in front in this meeting, with skipper Rory Schlein reading from the front as always. Wolves are at the top of the Premier League table after 4 wins from 5 matches, but that's maybe a little misleading, as they've only ridden in 1 match away from home thus far, and that was the one they lost. That is about to change, with 3 matches away from home before their next home fixture in 2 weeks' time. By then, we may have a truer picture. But in the first leg of the knockout cup competition, in the away-from-home leg on Bank Holiday Monday, Wolves were taken to the cleaners by Bellevue, losing by the wide margin of 57 points to 33. The home leg at Monmore is still to come, in the middle of next month, but it'll take some effort to overcome that deficit. The Cradley Heathens have also taken to the racetrack for the first time this season. Two times, in fact, for they've raced against Stoke, home and away, and have won both times, by 37 points to 22 in a rain-affected match, then overwhelming the same opponents at home by winning 59 to 29. These victories are in the National Trophy, the only competition in which the Heathens are taking part this summer, due to the fact they've got no racetrack of their own and have only limited access to the stadiums at Wolverhampton and Birmingham. They are leading in this competition, but will face a moment of truth next Monday when they do race at Monmore Green, and Coventry, another unbeaten side so far, will be the visitors. I was telling listeners 2 or 3 weeks ago that Charlotte Bardsley, Stourbridge's teenage table tennis starlet, was about to head to the British Junior Championships in Wolverhampton, and I'm pleased to report that this talented young lady came home with the gold medal in the singles event. She took the title by 4-1 in the final, a convincing win that made up for a loss with her partners in both the mixed and girls' doubles events. There seems to have been more local sports news to bring you this week than usual, but just to finish my report, I'll include my usual reference to Formula One. The motor racing circus has arrived in Europe, starting with Sunday's Spanish Grand Prix at Barcelona, where Lewis Hamilton was never seriously troubled in taking the checkered flag. This was a deserved win by Hamilton and the Mercedes team, not the fluky one that had brought him a fortuitous victory at the preceding meeting in Azerbaijan. He started from first on the grid and finished in front by a good margin. His teammate, Valtteri Bottas, finished in second place to add to the unconfined joy of the team. I read that Hamilton is currently negotiating a new contract with Mercedes and that several of that company's directors had been present in Barcelona to watch the race, so the win cannot have done his bargaining any harm. Just to gild the lily, his main rival, Sebastian Vettel of Ferrari, could only finish fourth, giving Hamilton a 17-point lead in the Drivers' Championship. And the next race is the one everyone wants to watch round the harbour in Monte Carlo, the Monaco Grand Prix on Sunday week. Can't wait. And that's it. It's Tuesday evening, nearly 8:30 p.m, and I'm off downstairs to watch Villa's efforts to build on, or at least maintain, their 1-0 advantage in the second leg of their promotion playoff semi-final against Middlesbrough. Winner will play Fulham for a place in next season's Premier League. Good luck, all you Villa fans. More from the Sports Desk next week, but for now it's goodbye from Brian Gall.